This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
Let's do this thing.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
I'm not familiar with rap. Give me Hendrix any day and I'll go from there.
According to Jim is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Bullpups win! Bullpups win! Bullpups win it in overtime!
The Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up! It is right down the boulevard! And Harrison Butker kicks some, you know what!
College football and college basketball.
Eight to shoot, Hall, the runner! Loose ball! It's good! The flipper still fits!
And everything else happening in the sports world.
And the Bullpups walk it off here at McPherson Stadium! Oh, this place is going crazy!
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Brr, let's do this thing on a snowy Thursday afternoon here at McPherson.
Thursday.
Yeah, we talk about our Bullpup football preview Thursdays, our Bullpup basketball preview. This is Bullpup cancellation Thursday, as we are getting postponements and cancellations coming in every single direction over the last half hour. I'm Jim Joyner, and joining me as always, the most popular man in McPherson, Steve Sell. Steve, do you have a chill today? Were you expecting when you woke up to have all this much snow?
I'd heard the forecast. It was a possibility. I figured, you know, every time they say it's going to snow, it doesn't. But then when I opened my door, it was frozen. You know, the window was all
same
frozen.
For me.
And then I looked outside and I said, oh, my gosh. Now, I heard around 1:30 this morning, I was awoken by light or thunder.
Up on the roof, there arose such a clatter.
Yeah,
Steve sprung from his bed to see what was the matter.
Yeah, it was thunder, though. I mean, and
thunder snow.
Yeah, thunder snow. I was thinking of that Jim Cantore guy on the Weather Channel, and he was out in one time, and there was a thunder boom, you know, with snow, and he was like going, oh, there's another one, there's another. He was going crazy, but it is postponement Thursday. The swimming team's been postponed. The bowling team has been postponed. The wrestling team's been postponed. Middle school basketball postponed. Canton Galva Junior High calls, so they were postponed. So the only one I know that's going still, and we have not heard one way or the other, Central Christian College men's basketball. And now they're playing a team from Oklahoma. So that Oklahoma team probably was able to get quite a bit of the way before they were going to run into some bad weather, because I don't think it's doing anything down in Oklahoma. So Southwestern Christian supposed to be at Central for games at 6 and 8 tonight. That right now is looking like the only thing going.
This was a weird snow day, because it's not even a snow day for any of the kids in school. And yesterday, I had heard it might do some damage throughout here, and I got on weatherchannel.com. It's my go-to source. And it said it would be 55 degrees this morning with a little bit of rain, and so I went, oh, that's not going to happen. So I roll out of bed, and I'm walking around. I'm not all that great for like the first 30 minutes I'm awake, and so I'm walking out the door, and I open the door, and a big old blanket of snow comes flying in the front door, and it's all pushed up against my door, and I had no idea this was coming. I get out there, and my windshield is all iced over. There's snow everywhere. Was not expecting it at all. Going down Main Street this morning from the north side of town, it was a free-for-all as cars were just driving wherever they wanted to because you couldn't see the lines.
It was slick, though, north of town.
I didn't notice much of a slickness.
Because, you know, when you only drive three blocks like I do, you know, this is one of those days.
I drive about 13, so,
yeah,
a little more than you.
Yeah, so, you know, really, this is one of those days I could almost walk to work. Like I say, only like 3.5 blocks from, you know, or 4 blocks from the station. But this thing came, and I mean, it came and it went. It blasted us for about 4 hours, and now it's gone because the sun's out. The birds are, well, the geese.
Yeah.
I think the geese are the only ones
out honking.
They're honking as they head south, you know, for the winter. But anyway.
Last night I was getting updates from my people in Kansas City. The Olathe Unified School District number 233, they had canceled at like 8 o'clock last night with it being 55 degrees and no rain.
They cancel on the drop of a hat, don't they, up there in Olathe?
It's a little different.
Well, you know, when I went to Independence, It had to be about 20 inches of snow or we went to school. Of course,
walked uphill five miles both ways.
No, I only lived about 100 yards from the high school.
You'd sprint.
I'd go out the back door, except the problem was the snow would be up to my knees. So I'd fall, face first into the snow.
Well, before we get to talking about a bunch of sports stuff today, we have K-State to talk about, a little bit of Big 12 basketball. We have some NFL to talk about, maybe a little bit of bullpup basketball tomorrow night at Andale. Let's hope that doesn't get canceled or postponed. But I wanted to ask you something, Steve.
Sure.
Are you a reality TV fan?
The only thing I ever watched was The Celebrity Apprentice. I guess that's considered reality TV. I did watch The Celebrity Apprentice when Trump was... not yet president, but that's about the only reality TV that I really watch, unless you call Pawn Stars.
Is that Pawn reality? Star. That's not quite reality.
Okay, well, TV. The only reality TV I watch was The Apprentice.
Okay, so I have a little confession to make.
You're not a Kardashian.
I'm not a big time reality TV fan, but last year in my time of unemployment, in between graduating in December and then trying to figure out where I would end up being, I decided to branch out a little bit from just watching basketball every single night. I think I've told you that I watched every UCLA game through the month of January and February and March. So I needed to do something a little different. And last year, I got involved with the show The Bachelor.
Oh, gosh.
And it's not that I think it's good, but I had some friends that always like it, and so I decided I'm going to give this a try. Because I had never watched a full season. I had seen the ending sometimes where they go on their final dates and they take them to their hometown and they do all of that. But I needed to relive the whole thing, experience it all. And it's not even that I liked it that much. I just kind of needed to keep watching it. It was weird. And
it's like
so,
a car wreck.
Yeah, you can't turn away. So the newest season of The Bachelor started last week. And, of course, I had to catch up in the last couple of days. I've been too busy. So I've got my two episodes in, and they're both about an hour and a half each when you skip through the commercials and everything. So you've never watched The Bachelor?
No.
Are you familiar with the concept of it?
It's some guy, and he has like 20 women to pick from or something like that, isn't it?
You're pretty close there.
All right.
And so I wanted to know whether you thought you would be better suited for The Bachelor, where it's one guy and the 20, 25 girls, or if you think you would do better on The Bachelorette, which is the opposite.
I'd be out in the first week on The Bachelorette, so I'd have to do The Bachelor. I mean, they'd take one look at me and they'd say, next.
Well, I was trying to come up with some things that I think you would like about being The Bachelor and trying to come up with some things that would maybe get you interested in doing that. And one of those is that all of those girls are so desperate that they will laugh at everything that you say. And so for me, that would be like, I would love that. If everybody just laughed at everything I said. And I'm already extremely funny. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
But I need some affirmation for them to tell me, oh, I'm so funny. And he rolls up in a car. The new guy is a race car driver.
Oh, yeah.
And he rolls up and all the girls are, woo, woo, woo. I need that. I think that would be good. I think you would like that. Another thing that I think you would like, a lot of beautiful women around you. They don't pick up a whole lot of weird-looking women. They're all, like, the most beautiful women you can think of, all there waiting for you. I think you'd like that.
Well, I'm more in the humor. I like,
okay.
I like funny women. And I like.
You don't like beautiful women?
Oh, I like beautiful women. I like women that wear ball caps. I just think that's a good look. Don't ask me why, but I think that's a good look.
And the other good thing is that even if you're the most boring person ever,
and I am,
all the people are still going to want to be around you because they want to stay on TV. And so they're going to try and work all the fun out of you and everybody else. The executives plan the dates. You don't have to come up with these extravagant
ideas. It's
kind
of like winning the lottery. You know, if I won the lottery and women knew I had a lot of money, I bet my phone would ring a lot more.
I think it rings a lot now.
You know, because I never know where my next meal's coming from. So,
I think I know where your next meal's coming from.
I hang out the dumpsters by the donut shop and get their leftover donuts they throw.
Now, there are some things I think that you would really dislike about being The Bachelor. Number one, you're not supposed to have your phone. You can't be on the internet. You have no access to the outside world. And so there's no sports for you for a solid 2 months of filming.
Uh-oh.
I think that would be hard.
That'd be trouble.
The other thing that I think would be tough is that you can't talk about the show until after it's over. And so even if you settle down with Becky G from Tennessee, you can't go out and tell everybody about it, and you can't tell your family because you're, like, sworn to secrecy. Until because the show, it like the and, show that's running right now was taped in September.
People actually watch this stuff.
Oh, they love it.
Wow.
So here are some interesting jobs that some of the girls have this season. So there's a nanny. There's a TV anchor. There's a personal stylist. There are, like, five real estate agents, and Ari, the race car driver, the bachelor, he is a real estate agent. So they have that link there. They have a physical trainer. They've got all the good jobs. Now, get this, Steve. There are four Laurens on The Bachelor. How would you like to be dating four girls named Lauren at the same time?
Couldn't keep them all straight.
That would be rough. There are two Beccas. There are two Brittanys. There is a Bibiana. There is a Crystal. There is a Mikel.
Whatever happened to Ethel?
Well, I think the last Ethel born was born in 1936. There's a Marique, a Tia. There are some good names. Yeah. There's some good ones. Now, the other thing that I think you don't know a lot about The Bachelor is that they have three different types of dates. And I think you would do well with all of these. There is a group date where you take about 10 of the girls and then the guy, they all go out and do something fun, a little game of some sort. Then there's the one-on-one, which I think would be the Steve Sell specialty.
Oh, yeah.
They go to a high-rise luxury building and eat dinner and fly around in a private jet. Last year, they took a zero-gravity plane up and flew around in the zero-G. But then there's the two-on-one date. And this
is
where things get crazy. The two-on-one break means one of them, he's letting them go. They're going home. When you get the two-on-one, you're going to keep one. And the other one is gone forever. So it's intense. It gets a little catty.
Yeah, this is just all very mind-blowing to me.
So you don't think you would do well in The Bachelor?
No.
I think you need to give it a try. Because I gave it a try. This is my second season of watching
it.
And you figure some things out really quick.
There's a big difference, though. You're 22, I believe.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm 60.
Well, you could still relate to
it. Well...
I think Ari, the bachelor now, is closer in age to you than he is to me. He's sort of old.
Oh.
Not saying you're old, but so
dirt.
I went through a phase where I was watching a lot of shows that were more like women self-centered. You ever watch Sex and the City?
No.
Well, I watched all of that last year at the same time. So I'm very caught up on all sorts of womanly things. I think it's going to help me in the future. That
makes you more well-rounded.
So you don't think you're more of a Samantha? Are you a Carrie? Are you a Miranda?
I just know who they are. I don't know anything about them, but whichever one is kind of the down-to-earth, no-nonsense type, that would be.
Is that Carrie? I think that's Carrie.
Yeah, that'd probably be.
I think that's Carrie. So Steve Sell is Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh.
So there is our pop culture segment for the week. We had some time to kill because there's no games going on tonight. We had barely any games last night. So we have killed the time. Steve is going to be the next Bachelor for season number 23 on ABC. So make sure you don't miss it. Coming up after the break, we talk about the Kansas State Wildcats, who are right in the middle of the Big 12 at 2-2 after their win last night over Oklahoma State. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
We're back on According to Jim, your home for The Bachelor here in McPherson on 96.7 FM KBBE. We're online at midkansasonline.com. Steve, it's sort of a slow day. We've got snow out there, so I can't even turn around and look at the window.
I had to answer phones this morning.
I know. I came in, and Steve was the secretary.
I was the secretary. You bet.
I think you did a pretty good job up there. And
well, I'm no Casey.
Yeah, you're right. You are no Casey Spotted Oak.
Oh, yeah.
She runs
Sunshine.
Those phones better than anything else.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she already had all the logs for our station done.
Efficient.
Leading up to today, so she didn't have to come in.
Exactly.
Kept the kids out of school. So
great job.
So hopefully Coach Kinnaman isn't missing one of her kids in class and giving him a big absence and getting them in trouble. But anyway, weird day here in McPherson is all the sports have really been canceled throughout the county. No bowling, no wrestling, no swimming, no middle school basketball, no junior high basketball at Canton Galva. We're running empty on sports, but we were not running empty last night with Kansas State taking on Oklahoma State. And the Wildcats winning 86-82. The guy I love, Big Bad Barry Brown, with a career-high 38 points. K-State, when they play like that and look like that, they are a team that
they
can compete with anybody.
They tease their fans.
Right.
Because it shows what they can do when they're firing all cylinders. But that's a game Kansas State had to win.
Yeah.
They were home. Oklahoma State's either the worst team in the Big 12 or the second worst. I think it's pretty evident Iowa State, Oklahoma State are probably the two worst teams. And when you look at them,
which is crazy,
the worst two teams, because Iowa State almost beat KU at KU. Now K-State goes to KU. I think they're getting the Jayhawks at a great time. KU's struggling. They're playing poorly at home. They're better on the road than they am at home, which is unfathomable to think of. That is just unbelievable to think that KU struggles at home. And even with Kamau Stokes is out, Cartier Jara came in.
Yeah.
And he did a fantastic
job. What do you have, 17?
Yeah, something like that. And he's a whirling dervish out there. You had him and the Averett guy from Oklahoma State. They made me dizzy with all their spin moves and Spyro Gyro and things like that. But K-State, I still say Dean Wade. Dean Wade is an immense talent. I've been told by people Dean Wade could be a first-round, late-round NBA pick because he's 6'9", 6'10". He's versatile. You know, he was a guard for a long time, and then when he got with the Cowboys team over there at Clint Kinnaman over at St. John, you know, he shot up about 8 inches, so he went from their guard to their postman. He's got great skills. I still think he is a 20-10 guy. He could be that every night. But he just doesn't want to seem to step up and grab that leadership role. He's a follower, not a leader. Complimentary player, not the star. But he has got immense talent. And he just lives to play against KU because it seems like every time he's played against KU in his career, he gets 20-10. So I think K-State has got an incredible chance to go into Allen Fieldhouse and knock off the Jayhawks on Saturday.
I think they do too. And as we look at the Big 12 standings, West Virginia's 4-0. Texas Tech, OU, and KU are all 3-1, and then K-State and Texas in the middle there at 2-2. Texas had a nice win in overtime, a double overtime last night over TCU. And now you look at TCU, where everybody was on top of the world for them at the beginning of Big 12 play. They're 1-3.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I thought would happen for them.
And there's another big game. Who is it? Texas Tech and.
Texas Tech will take on
West Virginia
in Lubbock on Saturday.
Yeah,
TCU at OU on Saturday too.
Yeah, TCU. They were the only team undefeated through non-conference, and everyone said, "Hey, they're NCAA bound."
I didn't buy it.
But boy,
they might be NCAA bound.
But you look at the way they lost that game last night. Fisher, the point guard, misses a point blank layup with 1 second to go, or TCU beats Texas. So really, I think for the upper teams, Texas beating TCU is a help because I don't think in the long run, given how Texas can't score, I think that
Mobamba.
Yeah, Mobamba.
Well, they sure could score last night. They put up like 98 points.
Yeah, well, there was no defense in that game at all. I mean, there was just no defense. And Texas, they're going to be up and down all year.
So when we look at this K-State against KU matchup, on Saturday in Lawrence. Let me get a time for you real quick. 11 a.m., and that game will be
11.
On ESPN. Huh. The prime time 11 a.m. game.
That's about the time I'm getting home from doing all the stuff for MidKansasOnline.com.
Then it works out perfectly.
After our coaches show, and hopefully we'll have muffins this week.
I hope we have some muffins. I know that Vance will not be here. So
Vance had a tear in his eye.
I know. He's going to miss those muffins. But KU and K-State on Saturday, this is sort of a swing game. Where if KU can win, then they win both games this week and they get back to their normal KU ways. That would be 3 wins in a row. And I think that some of the people that are criticizing them too hard might back off a little bit. Even though it's a win over K-State that I think they should win.
But they turn around and go West Virginia on Monday and there's no
way.
Is that
Morgantown?
There is no, yeah, exactly. There is no way KU beats West Virginia in Morgantown. Book it, Dano.
I don't think they will, but KU is still one of those teams that even sitting at 3-1 in the league and, 13-3 on the season, I'm not counting them out, and I keep saying it.
I know.
And we sounded dumb at the beginning of the year for going, oh, this might be the year they lose. And now I'm still not counting them out. And if they can win in Morgantown, I think I said it last
week. Then they're in the hunt.
I think I said it last week that I wouldn't be surprised to see them rip off 12 games in a row. And if they can win in Morgantown, that might be the boost that gets KU to do that 12-game streak.
The problem is they can't rebound. They got out-rebounded by 10 again the other night. They are just getting smashed on the boards right now. Adoka's kind of hit the wall a little bit. You know, he's not getting many rebounds. He's still dunking on everybody, but he's not getting very many rebounds. Mitch Lightfoot is the guy, you know, he's getting more rebounds than Adoka right now, and he only plays about a third of the minutes.
Mitch had a big game on Saturday.
Oh, Mitch was great. He was fantastic.
I think we're both on the record as not being very big Mitch Lightfoot fans.
No, he's not, to me, he's not very reliable, but I think he's getting better. I do really think he's getting better.
So K-State taking on KU on Saturday at 11 o'clock. That will be a big game for the Big 12 this week since KU's 3-1, K-State 2-2. TCU at OU on Saturday as well, and West Virginia at Texas Tech. West Virginia still the only undefeated team in Big 12 play.
It's like there's at least, at the worst, three great games every week in the Big 12. I mean, like on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. Well, generally Tuesday, there's more games on Tuesday than Wednesday.
Super Tuesday?
Yeah, Super Tuesday. I don't like that. I like the Wednesday games, but...
What's the nickname for Wednesday?
Wild Wednesday, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. But I like the games being Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, I do too. Well, we will take one more break, and when we come back, I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk about this as much tomorrow, so let's talk about the NFL games coming up this weekend in the AFC and NFC divisional playoff rounds. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. I should have pulled off the song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. That's a good one.
I'm still waiting for my golden country, though. That.
Yeah, we'll get some REO Speedwagon right. for you. We're still on our campaign right now to get free tickets to REO Speedwagon and Styx coming. I don't care too much about Styx, but I got to see REO.
Speedwagon.
Cronin, baby.
Yeah.
Keep the fire burning. You got to roll with the changes. Ride that storm out. Yeah. And that's our advice to you today here at McPherson. Ride the storm out. It's going to go away. We will give you another recap here of everything that's postponed. No bowling, no swimming. No wrestling, no middle school basketball in Canton Galva, no middle school or junior high, whatever they are, basketball coming up today. So this is a sad day. It's going to be
really
an easy day for you tomorrow morning with nothing to write about.
Yeah, but you know, we got Andale tomorrow night, so need the calm before the storm, so to speak.
There you go, Steve. Yeah. See, that's why they pay you the big bucks for your words. That's it right there. Well, as we look ahead to this weekend's NFL games, I think that we'll spend too much time tomorrow talking about basketball, so this is a good time to get in and talk about this NFL slate. And I might sound crazy here.
Uh-oh.
But in my gambling this weekend that I will be doing, I have two bold picks that I'm going to make.
They've got to be in the NFC because New England and Pittsburgh, just pass them on. Those are going to be stinkers.
There you go, Steve. You are wrong.
Uh-oh.
I am going to take the Titans to cover a 13.5-point
spread.
Well,
they might do that, but they're not going to win.
And I'm taking Jacksonville to cover 7 against the Steelers.
But do you think those teams will win, though? You're saying they'll cover, but will they win?
I think Jacksonville has a chance.
Nah.
Something tells me that Tennessee is going to give New England a good game. Where, I get it. It's New England in the postseason. It's Tom Brady.
Belichick.
It's Bill Belichick. I get it. But I've been saying this for the last 10 weeks. They are due to lose a bad playoff game. They're due. And with all the things that have been swirling around Foxborough and all the drama that's happening and Tom Brady getting closer to getting that AARP card, this, to me, feels like the year that they let one slip. And I know that I'm going to look real stupid on Saturday when New England wins big over Tennessee.
Yeah, they will.
But I just have this feeling that Tennessee is going to find a way to play a decent game at New England. And when you look at what Tom Brady did in the month of December, he was not very good. It was one of his worst months of his NFL career, and there were only two people that threw more interceptions than him in the NFL. I believe one of them was Kaiser with the Cleveland Browns, and one of them was Eli Manning.
Yeah, he's not a real quarterback.
So, Tom Brady's not playing his best right now. And I get it. It's New England at home. I get it. It's Tom Brady in the playoffs at home. I get it. But something tells me this might be a weird weekend.
Can't see it. I think it's.
I sound crazy.
In fact, I think the winner of New England Pittsburgh is your Super Bowl champion. You look at the four teams left in the NFC; they're all seriously flawed. I think it's the Falcons and Eagles in one game.
Falcons and Eagles at 3:30 on Saturday.
The Eagles are the number one seed, and they're an underdog at home. What does that tell you?
They have a very good quarterback.
Exactly. And then the other game, Minnesota, New Orleans. I'm rooting for New Orleans. I want New Orleans to make the Super Bowl.
What about Minnesota to make the Super Bowl
in
their home stadium?
My buddy Cliff is a diehard Minnesota fan. He wants them to win because they would be at home for the Super Bowl, which has never, ever happened in the, what is it,
50? Can you imagine how expensive the tickets would be?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and what number of Super Bowl is this?
52.
52. It'd be the first
50 time. Was the Cam Newton one, 50, so yeah, 52.
52 Super Bowls, and so it could be the first time that a team is actually hosting the Super Bowl. My goodness. I think they'd blow the roof off that place.
Speaking of blowing the roof off, I was a big fan of the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis. Remember when the roof caved in that one time?
I always wanted to take some sharp object and go up and stick it in all the air.
Pop a hole in it.
Pop a hole in the thing and just like that and be done.
I loved watching baseball in there.
Oh, I did
too. I liked
too.
Watching football in there. Yeah. I thought it was a cool stadium. Now, it was weird when the Vikings were playing at the Minnesota Stadium downtown for a stretch. That was where they missed that field goal against Seattle.
I go back to the old Bloomington where they played in the snow, and Bud Grant was out there in shirt sleeves when it was, 2 degrees outside. Mick Tinglehoff was at center. Sir Francis Tarkenton was the quarterback. I miss those Minnesota days.
So that will be a good game. That'll be the Sunday afternoon game. The Jags and the Steelers will be the noon game on Sunday. 7:15 Titans at Patriots, and 3:35 on Saturday, Falcons at Eagles. I don't necessarily think New England and Pittsburgh will lose, but I think those teams should not overlook Tennessee or Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville has already beaten Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah, but that was
in Pittsburgh bad.
That was an aberration. Big Ben was off his game, and Jacksonville, good grief, their quarterback had more yards rushing than he had passing in their game last week.
Blake Bortles.
He almost looked like he got the yips throwing the football. It was almost like he couldn't even, he'd look at a receiver.
Well, the weather is probably bad.
Yeah,
he was kind of
Steve Saxon the ball a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Well, Blake Bortles is from Orlando, so he's never really been around snow, and I think they played a snow game in Cleveland or somewhere up north either last year or this year, and he said, I didn't really know snow was wet. He said he dove for the first time and thought it would be sort of cloudy and nice to lay in, and he said, then you realize you get up and you're wet.
Yeah, Blake Bortles, he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. Jacksonville.
Florida
not,
privilege.
Not a chance. So you got my picks, Pittsburgh, New England with no problem, and I don't think Minnesota will lose at home, though.
And they've been good this year.
I think Minnesota wins at home, and I know the popular pick right now is Atlanta, but I think Philadelphia gets it done at home.
Okay.
I think the home teams win in the NFC.
I am going to take the Falcons, the Titans to cover 13.5, the Jags to cover 7, and I'm going to take the Saints to cover 5 against Minnesota. I might even pick them straight up. I like the Saints. I like Drew Brees. We talk about that stat all the time that Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Ben Roethlisberger have been in the Super Bowl for the AFC for each of the last 15 or 16 years, with the exception of the wonderful Joe Flacco ride to the Super Bowl. I've got to feel, at some point that's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
But when's it going to come to an end? Maybe not this year. I don't know. It's one of those weird stats with football. Tom Brady, where's he going to play next year? It could be
he'll be back with
everything going around.
It's all going to be smoothed out. Robert Kraft, he'll take care of it. He's got the
Bob.
He's got the glove.
Okay. Well, I'll believe you. I still feel a little bit worried for New England. Now, I'm not worried for them. I don't care too much for the New England people, the fans, the Patriots. I wouldn't mind to see them lose.
Yeah.
All right, well, that'll wrap up our show today. Tomorrow, we will dive into Bullpup basketball. They'll be taking on Andale tomorrow night down on the road. Should be a couple of good games. And one final reminder, no bowling, no swimming, no wrestling, no McPherson Middle School basketball today. All of that will be postponed or at least canceled for now. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We will see you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KDDE. Well, I guess this is growing.